Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said today his military forces are in a fierce battle with suspected al-Qaeda militants. He said the firefight is in a tribal region near the Afghan border. In an interview with CNN, Musharraf said they've surrounded, in his words, a high-value target. The Associated Press, citing Pakistani officials, says it may be al-Qaeda's number two leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Eric Westerveld. Eric, it sounds like the information at this point is a little bit sketchy. What do we actually know about what's happening?
Well, that's right, Michelle. Sources I talked to at the Pentagon say they have no confirmation that Pakistan has Zawahiri surrounded, and the battle is apparently still going on. So in the midst of a major firefight at night with artillery and small arms fire going off, it's frankly next to impossible for anyone to confirm, you know, who the Pakistani forces have surrounded. But as you mentioned, President Musharraf has told CNN in an interview that given the fierce nature of the fighting, these fighters are apparently very well dug in and putting up a lot of resistance. And the fact that there are 200 of these suspected al-Qaeda militants, it appears, Musharraf says, that they're trying to protect someone big or what the military calls a high-value target. The Associated Press says that figure is Zawahiri, but again, that's not confirmed yet.
Any indication that U.S. forces are involved or might get involved?
Well, U.S. forces in Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan have launched an operation in recent days. They call it Mountain Storm, which is aimed at going after remnant Taliban and al-Qaeda. In fact, two U.S. soldiers were killed in a firefight today in Afghanistan. And on the Pakistani side, President Musharraf's military has launched an offensive into this often lawless tribal region near the Afghan border. And officials I talked to emphasize that this particular operation is a Pakistani one. However, in recent months, the U.S. military has been helping the Pakistani military, offering hardware and training mainly, including the use of helicopters, radios, and other communications equipment. Now, it wouldn't be surprising if U.S. Special Forces were helping Pakistani military in this operation, but right now I'm told there are no U.S. Special Forces on the ground involved in this particular attack.
Eric, can you tell us a little bit more about Zawahiri?
Yeah, he's an Egyptian. He's a member of a very prominent Egyptian family. He was trained as a physician, and he helped build up later on the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, a militant group that then later merged with al-Qaeda. Today, he's believed to be al-Qaeda's second in command, Osama bin Laden's closest advisor and a senior strategist, an operational planner and ideologue for the group. But U.S. officials are somewhat divided on whether, you know, he's really been divorced from the day-to-day operational planning of al-Qaeda since the U.S. attack on Afghanistan in 2001. Some officials believe, Michelle, that he's really just been on the run too much to play any significant role.
Is it important to try to take him alive in this case?
I think it would be, and the Pakistani forces are apparently using artillery, which, if it's used correctly, he may not come out of this alive, but I think American intelligence and military officials very much would like to take him alive, both for the symbolic value of that and for the intelligence benefit of getting to talk to him and interrogate him.
Eric, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westerveld speaking to us from the Pentagon.